I was doing competitive swimming 5 days a week, and I would wake up at 4 a.m. for my morning swims, and my afternoon swims would be right after school. In February, I think I had a swim meet, and I was doing 200 meter butterfly, and this was so that I could finish my Ironman, just to complete it as an achievement.
I remember being all dressed up underneath that old oak tree.
I felt really tired, and I just had no energy, and I thought maybe, you know, it's just, you know, I just haven't had enough sleep.
For 13 years I'd been a shadow, his little man.
It was getting more and more difficult to swim. My head was starting to pulse and everything, to the point where I was like, there's something that's not right about this. My mom called the family doctor and tried to book an appointment. The doctor recommends me to go get a blood work. Following day, the hospital calls and they say, you have to come to the emergency immediately. My parents are like panicking. You're driving there and I'm really, really worried because I'm not sure what's going on. Usually when I hear something about an emergency, it's something, you know, devastating, and it's just so scary. The doctor said, okay, we think that you have AML, which is a type of leukemia, a cancer in the blood. In that moment when the doctor was telling me all that, obviously I just didn't know what to say, and I was just, I don't know, it's really hard to explain in words. Hearing that I had cancer was just something life-changing, and I never knew I would have to hear those words ever in my life.
Baby, it's been all smooth sailing.
They've talked to me about starting chemotherapy in hopes of killing the leukemia cells. The doctors told me that this chemotherapy is going to be very hard on my body, and it's going to make me feel really horrible inside. They gave me the chemotherapy. I think it spanned it between about a week of the first giving me the medicine, and they would keep me in the hospital for the rest of the month to kind of keep a watch on me and see how the chemotherapy is reacting to my body. It was 5 to 6 months of getting treatment that really affects just mentally and also physically how you feel. It also does attack your good cells, including your immune system and all the white blood cells that you have in your body that try to fight against viruses and stuff like that. These medicines, they don't really make you feel better at first, because at first you're just like, I'm feeling like never wanting to eat. I just feel like I want to lay in bed all day. It's really weird because it's the total opposite of what you would think when you get medicines. It's almost like kind of like when you watch movies where there's people wearing like hazmat suits, and there's like something really dangerous that they're trying to protect themselves from, but almost at the same time, it's something they're gonna give to you. It's almost some sort of like special substance that they're all scared of, but it's required of them to give it to you to make you feel better.
Tough times don't last, tough people do.
I had finished all my chemotherapy in August. This was like a huge event for me. Like all the nurses, the doctors are all like celebrating. They're like, yes, final chemotherapy. They gave me even this like little certificate that said final chemotherapy this day. And I was just so happy. Felt like, you know, I had achieved something so great. Once all those effects wore off and I was in remission, I felt like I had so much energy to do things. I was craving a lot of foods that I haven't got to eat in a very long time. I finally was able to return to school, the start of obviously grade 9, super exciting. And I got to see a lot of my friends again. So they do a bone marrow biopsy to basically take out some cells to look at them and see how my body is doing.
Tough times don't last, tough people do.
They do it, I think it's every month, just to make sure that this remission plan is working well and that there is no leukemia that comes back.
No, there ain't no crime in crying. We just gotta keep on trying.
So the hard truth is that not always does the chemotherapy work out in the end, and there might be that slim chance where there is some kids where it becomes very unlucky, where they get a relapse of that cancer. And in November, we did that bone marrow biopsy, and the devastating news was that I had a relapse of that cancer.